SBS Radio.
My guest on NITV Radio is Skylar George, 2 times Olympian with the Opals, Commonwealth Games gold medalist, 3 times WNBL champion, and most importantly, Boomers captain for the past 2 years. Skylar, we're days away from the launch of the 2021-2022 WNBL season, and this is happening in a special context where you'll get to play in front of crowds of fans once again. How does it feel launching a new season in this context?
It's a very exciting season, especially because last year we weren't able to play here in Melbourne in front of our Boomers fans and our Boomers family. So it's very exciting to be able to be back in Melbourne, one, and I've been up in North Queensland for a lot of the COVID time. That's where I'm based when I'm not in season. And to also be able to play in front of the fans and have them come out to the games and be able to watch and experience the Boomers atmosphere, which is always a great time. So I think the season is going to be super tough, great competition. I think we're all really relieved that, you know, normality is kind of coming back into play.
Here you're not only starting a new season in a few days' time, you'll also be evolving in a new home for the Boomers, a place where you'll be playing your home games.
Oh, the Boomers are playing the Bendigo Spirit on the 8th, but our first home game is not long after that, on the 11th, and that'll be our first home game, which is very exciting. We'll be able to, you know, show off our new stadium that we're using as our home base this year, which is, you know, got a lot of great history with it, and it's also home to the Melbourne Vixens, so it's a bit of a female sports hub, which is really cool. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to playing round one, showing off our new stadium and getting the fans back in the seats and playing with a really cool atmosphere.
Yeah, you have a new home base and also an almost new experience reconnecting with the fans, an experience we all missed a lot.
Yeah, it's certainly really exciting. I think for me, I've been able to play basketball throughout this COVID period, so I've been very fortunate and blessed, but obviously had to you know, have some of those moments without fans, especially in Tokyo. But I think more for the people of Melbourne who have really done it tough through this COVID time, for them to be able to come out and really experience the home games and get amongst the Boomers family again, I think is going to be the most exciting part.
And coming back to the season ahead and the year that was, you've worked really hard on and off court and still leading a very successful career. How do you manage?
You've got to really love it. There is a lot of time involved in, you know, having a successful career and working really hard. So you've got to really enjoy it and love it and have good people around you that support, care and nurture you. And I feel like I've been pretty successful at doing those things. I'm certainly not, you know, thinking of retirement at all. I'm 32, but I know I'm at the latter end of my career more than the start. But I'm really excited for, you know, opportunities post-basketball as well. But I guess for me, it's about a balance of finding happiness, family time. And for me, like, I've got dogs, so I spend a lot of time with my dogs and my husband and my family, especially when I'm up in Cairns. And then sometimes they come down here and visit me in Melbourne too. So I'm really fortunate, like I mentioned before, to have just like a really good support base around me in my family and my Boomers family here in Melbourne to make it, you know, a lot more of a fun kind of job to be an athlete. It is a very interesting line of work, being an athlete, and it's not for everyone, but, you know, it can be really rewarding. So, you know, in those low moments, I like to think about all the highs that I've achieved and what I'd like to achieve in the future. So, like, it all makes it worth it when you reach those highs.
And you're based in Cairns with your husband, who I believe is from the Torres Strait Islands?
Yes, he is a very proud Torres Strait Islander man from Dunley Island, which is also known as Erub. So, yeah, very proud Islander man, and I'm very fortunate to be a part of his amazing, welcoming family for the past 10 years and learnt a lot over my 10 years and learning every day. So it's an incredible culture, and I love that I'm immersed in it and a part of the family.
Yeah, I also hear your husband is heavily involved in a campaign supporting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth in education and other career endeavours.
Yeah, so my husband works for the Clontarf Foundation, so they're established the first in Perth, and they're an Indigenous foundation all around Australia that essentially help male Indigenous students throughout the regions and cities get through school, high school in particular, and then help them get a job after and just give them, you know, good strategies to help break cycles and, you know, live a more positive and rewarding life that they might not have known about otherwise, and just gives them a bit more direction and yeah, helps break the cycle essentially and gives them a better start at life after leaving school. Yeah.
Kyla George, as we wrap up, what would be your takeaway message?
Yeah, I'd just like to say we're really excited to be back playing again this season. I know there were some fans that were a bit disappointed because they live closer to the State Basketball Centre and we've moved a bit to a different area, but you know, it's still the same Boomers atmosphere. We really want to still see you all there and supporting the Boomers, and I'm sure that we'll make it worth the trip. And also to the ones that do live a bit closer to Parkville on that side of town, we'd love to, if you've never come to a WNBL game before, we'd love to meet you. We'd love to, you know, come down and hang out with us after the game. Well, I'm not sure what COVID restrictions will be after that, but we usually are very interactive with our fans, so pending restrictions, but we'd love to meet all new members and fans and supporters, and I'm sure, I'm almost guaranteeing you will enjoy the game. If you've never been to a WNBL game, if you've got daughters that love sport, love basketball, if your daughter's enjoyed watching the Olympics and enjoyed watching the Opals at the Olympics, there's three Opals on the Boomers team, myself, Ezzy McBeggar and Tess Madgen. So we have a really fun team, and I just think that you guys will love it. So if you haven't been, come on down. I'd love to meet you.
Aiming for the trophy this year?
I think you're always aiming for the trophy. That's kind of why you play, right? You don't just play to train and just play the season. Your ultimate for everyone is to always cut the net at the end and win the trophy. So that's definitely the goal. But as always, and as cliche as it sounds, you know, enjoy the process. You don't want to just think about the end result. You want to enjoy the process and learn something and make it a successful season, regardless of, you know, if you win the trophy or not.
Kyla, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today. And we look forward to catching up again at your home game in Parkville.
Amazing. That would be awesome.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.